in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Glory to God. The presence of God is here already. I'm enjoying today's meeting. I don't know about you. I'm enjoying the meeting already. Glory to God. A wise man once said, if you do the same thing you've always done before, you will get the same result that you've always got. So the question now is, are you satisfied? Are you contented? Are you okay with the result you've always got? If the answer is yes, that means you can keep doing the same thing you've always done. But if the answer is no, if you are not satisfied with your previous results, you want something better, you want something bigger, greater, you want to press in for more, that means you should be willing to stretch yourself. Am I communicating? You should be willing to do what you've not done before. You should be ready and willing and make up your mind and be determined to do what you've never done before in order to see the kind of result you've never seen before. That is how it works. Am I communicating? And this is why we are taking this 21 days fasting and prayer exercise. I want you to take it with utmost all seriousness. Treat it with utmost importance. Take it with every form of seriousness. Hallelujah. At least this week we have the liberty of just meeting today and then Friday corporately. From next week, Monday is everyday service. But let me tell your neighbor, it's for your good. Yeah. It's for your good. No. Let me tell you something. The problem has never been with God. Fasting does not change God, though. Eh? It is you that fasting changes. In Malachi 3, verse 6, God said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye children of Jacob are not consumed. Sons of Jacob are not consumed. He said, I change not. I, the Lord, I do not change. God does not change. Look at it. I am the Lord. I change not. Fasting does not change God. See, the purpose of fasting is not to force God or cajole him. To make him do what he is unwilling to do for you. No. Listen. The heart of the Father is to bless eternally. That is his will. And in fact, he has already released the blessing. But the question is, have you received it? Are you walking in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ? This is where you need to press to receive. I've taught you before, there is no problem on the giving end. All the issues is at the receiving end. Am I communicating? And this is why we pray. This is why we fast. Am I communicating? Fasting does not change God. It changes you. It doesn't change God's mind about you. It doesn't make God to become willing to bless you, to help you, to answer your prayer, to heal you, to prosper you. No. God has already given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The grace of God has made all things you will ever need that pertain unto life and godliness available. But this is what fasting does. It helps you to receive those things. Am I communicating? Yes. It helps you deal with all those barriers and hindrances, both human and demonic, that are blocking you from what? Possessing your inheritance in Christ. Those things that are preventing you from taking deliveries, all those roadblocks. Fasting helps you to deal with them ruthlessly. Am I communicating? Fasting changes you. It transforms you. It rightly positions you to receive those things. Fine tunes you to that divine frequency so that you can connect with heaven's signals, those divine signals from the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? You see, fasting is a form of spiritual exercise. It is for your good. Let me tell you, number, fasting doesn't change God, but it changes you for better. Yes, fasting changes you for better. Many Christians don't know that fasting is a part and parcel of our spiritual health package. Yes, it helps. Don't worry, when I start showing you some of the blessings and benefits of fasting, you will see that one of them is that it enhances your total health. When I say total health, it's not just spiritual health too. Fasting, listen, fasting enhances your spiritual health, your mental health, your emotional health, your bodily health. It has health benefits. Even medical benefits. There are times we doctors prescribe fasting for patients. There are different reasons people fast. It's not just for spiritual purpose. Am I communicating? Fasting has all-round benefits. Hope you know that it's not only we Christians that fast. Fasting is not exclusive to only Christianity. There are different purposes why people fast. For instance, people can fast for medical reason, for medical purposes. There are some form of surgery that for it to be performed, especially those that involve gut, all these gastrointestinal surgeries, that they need to rest the intestine, the stomach, and the colon and all of that. There are some surgeries that the doctors will recommend the patient to fast. Apart from the general, generally when they want to do surgery for patient, they will say don't eat. Am I lying? Yes, they will say don't eat anything. They'll just place you on fluid. You come in the morning, they do the surgery, you go. But there are some surgery that the patient can be fasting for even 24 hours or even 2 days. In fact, some 3 days, you won't eat anything through the mouth. They will only be putting drip for energy. You won't eat anything. Till after those days, then they will now do the surgery in order to rest the gut. So people can fast for medical purpose. Fasting help weight loss. Am I lying? Yes, now. Weight loss. Is it not a benefit? You know how many especially ladies are looking for how to lose weight, women, all over the world? Oh boy, it's a very lucrative weight loss business. It's one of the most lucrative money-making business right now, all over the world. I'm telling you, you have plenty customers, clients. Just make sure that you have results and you have proof that your this thing works. I'm telling you, you will see glint everywhere. You know, plastic surgeons, cosmetic surgeons, they've become millionaires and billionaires from all these weight loss surgeries. Praise God. Not to talk of all these other dieting and exercise and all of that. And many people don't like exercise. The very ladies, they don't like exercise. Boy, they won't lose weight, but they don't want to exercise. They are looking for one magic potion. You just give them to lose weight without exercise. And without dietary restriction. You want to just chop anything. Just some of them, I remember some people met me and said, "Doctor, is there no drug that you just prescribe for me to lose weight without me having to cut down on my diet and having to do exercise?" You know, people are looking for shortcut. That one is only surgery. If you want that type, only surgery can make you lose weight without exercise and all these other ones. Dietary, this thing. So fasting has medical benefit. Do you know that it is scientifically proven that when you fast, even your brain, there is this mental soundness. You become more mentally sound. Am I communicating? Your intelligence quotient increases. Your mental intelligence goes up. Yes, it is proven. Proven fact. Even emotionally, it enhances your emotional health. Praise God. All those negative emotions, anger, bitterness, all those things, hatred, all of that, you know, all of that is flushed out of your system. So you become emotionally sound. All those heartbreak, all those previous emotional baggage, emotional injury, trauma, all those emotional trauma, somebody broke your heart, somebody offended you, all of that is flushed out of your system. Yeah. Fasting has all manner of benefits. So it's not just spiritual benefit too. Do you know it is medically proven that when you fast, look at your body, fasting enhances your health. Studies show that people that fast from time to time, they live longer. See, there is a study that shows that fasting is associated with longevity, long life. They live longer than people that don't fast. That people that fast from time to time, they have a longer lifespan on earth that compared to those that don't fast at all. Always eating, chop, 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 chop. Food will kill you. Too much food will kill you. Am I communicating? There is time to eat, there is time not to eat. Praise God. Fasting increases your lifespan and enhances your bodily health. Do you know that during the fasting period, it is shown that your body heals itself, one. Then secondly, there is what we call toxins. How do I explain this to you? Okay, watch this. There's what we call oxidants and antioxidants. Medical people will understand what I'm saying, but if you are not in medical field, just listen carefully. I'll try and explain it as much as I can. Fasting helps to detoxify your system. It's like a spiritual catharsis. Look up. Fasting is a system of detoxification. Do you know what I mean? To detoxify means to remove toxins or poisons from your system. Am I communicating? Fasting is a spiritual detoxifier. It removes all those toxins, all those dangerous chemicals from your body, from your blood, all those poisonous substances. Fasting has a way of helping your body to remove those things. And it, when you fast, there is a release of what we call antioxidants. Antioxidants are special substances and chemicals that helps to remove all those oxidants from the body that are responsible for aging. They are responsible for aging. 1, 2. You now see why fasting increases people's lifespan, ba? And those those oxidants, that fasting removes, and those toxins and poisonous substance, they are also responsible for all these all manner of sickness, including cancer. Cancer have been associated with all the effect of all these oxidants on people's body, and fasting helps to remove those things. So it reduces the chance of having all this cancer and being sick all the time and all of that. Am I communicating? So it has bodily health benefits. I've not come to spiritual benefit. I leave that one till later. Praise God. So people can fast for medical reason alone, not just not spiritual. Now watch, another reason people can fast is for political reason. You don't know? Yes. Mahatma Gandhi, have you not heard of Mahatma Gandhi? This great transformational leader in India, in the secular world. You've not heard of the exploit of Mahatma Gandhi? Look up. The man is not born again. He's not a Christian. He's a Buddhist, right? Is he Buddhist or Hindu? Either Hindu or I'm not too sure which one. Is it not Hindu? India is Hindu now. More of Hindu. Yeah. His practice is Hinduism. Those that worship cow, right? But watch this. Mahatma Gandhi transformed the democracy in India and helped India to have better, good leadership, good governance. How? One of his methods is the principle, it normally applies what we call the principle of non-violence resistance. That's anytime the government, there's a bad government in power, or they come up with policy that is bad, that is not in the interest of the people, toxic policies. What it does is this same principle that Martin Luther King Jr. does, non-violence protests. Are you getting me? People will gather and all of that, and then they will protest, peaceful, non-violent protests. We call it the principle of non-violence resistance. Mahatma Gandhi started that thing in India, and guess what? So many people joined him. And this is what he does sometimes. He will declare a fast that if the government does not change, this bad government, or they don't change this bad policy, that is not going to eat food. One day, 1 week, in fact, sometimes 40 days, it will go on 40 days fast. That is not going to eat until they change. He will rather die than watch them continue this bad government. He didn't tell anybody to follow him. He started alone, but that's what we call leadership. He started alone. When people saw his conviction, they saw that his cause was good, they joined him. To a point that you will see thousands, hundreds of thousands of Indians protesting, led by Mahatma Gandhi. They will not fire gun, they will not throw tear gas. Peaceful, non-violence. All the guy does is to fast, and then before you know, the evil government will change. Before you know, they will change their policy. Go and read about Mahatma Gandhi. So that's what we call fasting for political purpose. People fast for religious purposes. Almost all the major religion in the world that have global influence, all of them believe in fasting. All of them practice fasting. Name them. Christianity. Another one, Islam. Another one, Hinduism, Buddhism. All Judaism, the religion of the Jews. All the major religion that have global influence, all of them, they believe in fasting and they practice it. So people can fast for religious purpose. The Muslims, Islam, don't they do Ramadan? So it's not only Christians that fast. It's just that the purpose of our fast is different. Am I communicating? And the person to whom we fast is different from their own. Praise God. Fasting is a prayer booster. I preach one message, prayer facilitators. One of them is fasting. Praying with fasting. Fasting is a prayer facilitator. Fasting is a prayer intensifier. In other words, it intensifies the effect of your prayer. Fasting is a prayer booster. You know the way you boost immune system, you boost on social media, you can make a post and boost it. Am I communicating? People do advert and boost it. So fasting it boosts the effect of the prayer. It's a prayer booster. Fasting is a prayer accelerator. Kalebo shakataya. There are times that when you pray about something, you pray, look as if the answers are not forthcoming or they are slow in coming. Add fasting to it. Fasting is a prayer booster, intensifier. Am I communicating? Can you remember one time I explained to you one interesting story in Judges 20 where the children of Judah went to war to fight their brother? The Benjamite. The Benjamite have committed a very grievous offense. So they rape the concubine of a strange a man from Bethlehem, Judah, that was just on a journey, and then they showed him hospitality, decide to give him where he will pass the night. But in the night, they came some very yeah people, riffraffs. Children of Benjamin, they came and raped the concubine, raped her to death. The man got angry, and that was how war started. Instead of them to apologize, they refused. They didn't even own up, they denied. Hey, what will you do? You won't be able to do anything. So Judah went. They went and inquired of the Lord. Lord, see what our brethren did against us. Shall we go to war? God said they should go to war. And they went to war. They won. They were defeated by the Benjamites. They prayed, though, and God said they should go ahead. Yet they were defeated. They cried, wept before the Lord. They've lost so many thousands of soldiers. They cried money to, and then they went again, inquired, God, should we go? God said they should go. They went again. They were defeated again. Has it ever happened to you? You pray, no answer. Yet God told you to go ahead. God told you apply for this job. I've given you the job, and then you apply, and then you were not. You went for interview, you were not chosen. God said, I have given you the admission. In fact, your seat is seat number one in medicine department, 100 level. They brought out first list, your name is not there. Second list is not there. Third list, VC list, your name is still not there. You now wonder, did God lie? You need to understand the Bible. Understand how God operates. See, when prophetic words are released, you have a part to play for it to be fulfilled and manifested in your life. Prophecies are not self-fulfilling. Prophecies must be activated through human partnership and what? Collaboration. For there to be divine manifestation of God's word or prophecies in your life or God's promises, you have a serious role to play. You must play your part. Am I communicating? You must partner with God in faith, in prayers, with fasting. Am I communicating? Through your giving, through your praise, through your worship, through your obedience to the voice and leading of the Holy Spirit. It's possible for God to say something and it will not come to pass in the life of the person God told. There are so many scriptures I can show it in the Bible. And it doesn't mean God lied, or it doesn't mean God did not intend it to be like that. It's just that the human agent did not play his part. He didn't what? Take up his own responsibility. Praise God. And one of the ways we activate or materialize prophecy is by prayer with fasting. Prayer and fasting is a system of activating prophecy to fulfillment in the Bible. Yes. Prayer and fasting. So watch this. Judah have been praying, but they did not fast. So they went first time, they were defeated. Second time, they were defeated. They cried, wept. Then the third time, they did something different in addition to just inquiring of the Lord in prayer. They fasted from morning till evening. And then they now added something else to even the fasting. They offered burnt offering and sacrifice. So you see, combination of prayer, tripartite force, prayer, fasting, sacrificial giving. Bam! God say, go. He say, surely I will deliver. Is even the answer changed. I will deliver the Benjamin into your hand. And that was it too. They finished the Benjamin. They got the victory. How? They boosted their prayer. How? By fasting and sacrificial giving. Any issue that you see you've been praying about, it look as if no answer. Apply this formula. Boost the prayer. Add prayer boosters. Am I communicating? Add fasting to it. Look for a sacrifice. Bam! And see whether that issue will not change for good. Am I communicating? God gave prophecy to his friend Abraham that your descendant, the children of Israel, will be slaves for 400 years in Egypt. And after 400 years, they will come out with great substance. And God said, I will judge the nation, that is the Egyptian, for enslaving them for 400 years. And therefore, I will transfer their wealth to them. How long did God tell Abraham in prophecy they will stay? Do you know 400 years came and passed, they were still in captivity? Read your Bible. When did they go out? Who are they 30 years? I'm hearing different answers. God told his friend Abraham that they will do 400 years. We later read in Exodus that they came out after 430 years. So my question now is, the 30 years, who added it? Why was there additional 30 years? Can somebody help me? Bible student, who was responsible for the 30 years? You need to understand the character of Satan, the adversary. See, Satan does not open the door to his prisoners to be freed, though. Never. Never. Satan, let me tell you something. Had they not prayed and cried out to God after 430 years, do you know the devil would have gladly kept them in captivity forever? That is how the devil is. So that God spoke something or gave you a prophecy is not enough. Oh. You have to partner with him through travailing prayer. The Bible said the children of Israel cried out to God as a result of the oppression. It was becoming too much. They were told to make bricks without mortar. They were bitterly oppressed, and then they cried out to God. Before then, they did not pray. They did nothing. Heaven too did nothing. Is it because God hates them? No. Is it because God is blind? No. Is it because God cannot do something? No. But you need to understand how God operates. He said the earth has he given to the sons of men. God will not just interrupt and interfere in earthly matters like that, uninvited. No. He will do that. Not because he is not sovereign or he is not powerful enough, but as a matter of his principle, based on his word, he will not do that. He only does that in response to our invitation. And that is what we do when we pray. We are inviting God to come and intervene in our lives, in earthly matters. When we pray, we are granting God the permission. We are partnering with him. Am I communicating? To provoke divine intervention. So that was why God seemed to be silent all those years. They did nothing, God too did nothing. God was waiting for them to cry out to him, to invite him. And when they finally did, they cry out to him, God had to look for Moses. He appeared to Moses at the burning bush. He said, go and bring them out. Am I communicating? So you see that prayer is very important to the fulfillment of prophecy. You don't just sit down, cross your leg, do nothing. Yeah, I was even the thing for the thank God supernatural. Yeah, Papa, don't talk him now. Yeah. And then you see that you do nothing. They say pray, you say no, you say fast, you say I get ulcer. Okay, continue. You'll be surprised by December. This word go do you like boju boju. You now say I'm a fake prophet. No, I'm not fake. Oh. Praise God. You did not what? Take responsibility. You didn't war with it. You war with prophecies unto fulfillment. Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, this charge, 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the words of prophecy which have gone on thee, that thou by them mightest what? War a good warfare. You war with prophetic word unto fulfillment. You war with what? God can give you a prophetic word that this is your wife, this is the person you will marry, or this is your husband. If you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't war with that, you don't engage it, you'll be surprised. You will receive invitation card. Somebody else is marrying that person. Say, ah, but God, you told me this is my wife. You are joking. Am I communicating? Another stepped in before me. Why you were delayed? Your testimony will be like that. That man at this thing is a pool of Siloam, the pool of Bethesda. Am I communicating? You'll be surprised. One sharp person will just step it in before you. That will not be your testimony in Jesus' name. So you learn to pray, you learn to fast in order to activate prophecies. Father, you said this. Based on what he said, you war with it in prayer. You use that prophetic word as a weapon of war. You use it as a military armament to fight the good fight of faith. You fight in prayer. Am I communicating? Because, listen, when prophetic words are declared, when God gives you a word, it's not only you that heard it. Angels heard it. The Holy Ghost heard it. If it's only them that heard it, then you will not need to pray. But unfortunately, they are not the only one. Demons too heard it. Satan heard it. Guess what? While the angels and the Holy Ghost will be doing everything to bring it to pass, the demons will be doing everything, and Satan to what? Stop it from coming to pass. To frustrate that word. So the declaration or announcement of the prophetic word to you is an invitation to spiritual warfare. Yes, it's an invitation. This is why you don't go to sleep, because the demons don't go to sleep. They, even the birth of Christ, Even the assignment of Jesus, demons fought it. They fought that word from coming to pass. If they fought Jesus, if the devil tried everything to stop Jesus from carrying out this assignment, you think your own is an exception? Are you more anointed than Jesus? Eh? If not that Joseph carried baby Jesus and his mother and ran to Egypt, do you know Herod would have killed Jesus? There would have been no redemption for us. So demons will do everything to stop it from coming to pass. But guess what? They will only succeed if you don't do something. They will only succeed if you don't play your part in bringing that prophetic word to pass. When you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't do anything, you don't partner with God in faith, you don't give nothing. All the keys to activating prophecies to fulfillment. Don't become lazy this year. Praise God. Please let me tell you, neighbor, you don't sit in idleness and watch prophecies expecting them to come to pass. Rather, you war with them to bring them to pass. Yes, you war with them. You war with them. That's why we give you prayer focus for every day of the fast. With scriptures. Take with you words and return to the Lord. You fight the good fight of faith with the word of God in your heart and in your mouth. The word of God, the rhema of God becomes your sword. That prophetic word becomes your sword. You use it to fight well. You use it to fight victoriously. You use it to crush demonic barriers and opposition. Did you notice that? Give me Daniel chapter 10. When Daniel prayed to God, from day one, his prayer was word heard. Remember, when Angel Gabriel finally came with the answer, he told him that from the very first day you set your heart to seek God, your words were heard. But, watch this. After his prayer were answered, God sent Angel Gabriel with the answer. And Angel Gabriel was traveling from the third heaven, where the throne of God is, to the earth, the physical kingdom of Persia. And then he got to the second heaven. The second heaven. Am I communicating? When he got there, the realm of the spirit, the spiritual world, the prince of Persia, the spiritual ruler over that territory called Persia in the physical. Now, in the physical, Persia has a king, physical king, sitting on the throne, who was a world power then. But in the realm of the spirit, that king and his kingdom is being ruled by a demon spirit. It's called the prince of Persia. And that was the demon that hijacked and detained Angel Gabriel. What did he use? Adamic authority that God gives it, that Adam handed over to Satan. Because Satan had authority over the earth then. So it was a legal thing, but that will not happen again in the New Testament. Because Satan no longer have authority. Jesus have defeated him, collected that, given it to the church. The authority is with us now. Am I communicating? But as at then, Satan had authority. He was operating with Adamic authority over the earth realm. And Adamic authority is greater than angelic authority. Did you notice that? That's in this earth realm, as far as matters on earth is concerned, the Adamic authority is greater than angelic power. So you now see why Angel Gabriel was detained. Until Michael was sent. Do you know why Michael was sent? Because Daniel fasted. Read your Bible. When Daniel noticed that the answers to his prayer was detained, instead of giving up, he added fasting to it. For 21 days, he said he fasted. He had no pleasant food. Now watch this. When he added fasting, we say fasting is a prayer what? Facilitator, booster, intensifier. That fasting called for angelic reinforcement. That was where God told Michael, one of the archangels in charge of spiritual warfare. He said, go and sort out the matter. And Michael came and then released. He engaged the prince of Persia and released this one to go and deliver his message. Am I communicating? You need to understand spiritual warfare. Fasting and prayer is very important in spiritual warfare. Glory to God. To overcome that demonic blockade, to overcome that demonic barrier, hindrance and resistance to his prayer, Daniel needed to add fasting. There are so many hindering forces that is keeping people bound. So many hindering forces, demonic hindrances, demonic limitations. See, if you allow Satan, he will hinder you. If you allow the devil, he will stop you. Didn't Paul said, I tried to come to you once and again and Satan hindered me? Satan can hinder you if you allow him. So one of the systems of surmounting and overcoming satanic limitations and hindrances is what? Fasting and prayer. So you add fasting to the prayer. And that was what Daniel did. When he added fasting for 21 days, and we are fasting for 21 days, glory to God. That fasting called for angelic what? Reinforcement. Michael showed up, took over the battle. And Angel Gabriel was released. He now brought the answer. It was when he came, he now explained to Daniel the warfare that took place in the heavenly, the cause of the delay. No, there was a delay for 21 days. Now, it didn't take 21 days for God to hear an answer, but it took 21 days for the answer to what? Reach Daniel. Now, this is a major cause of unanswered prayer. Demonic what? Hindrances and what? Interference, barriers. Where if you pray according to the word of God, according to the will of God in faith, God will hear instanter. But the issue is, when the answer is released, will it get to you on time, or it will be delayed for long, or demons will hijack it? This is where you need to add fasting. Am I communicating? It helps to overcome all those barriers. And that was what Daniel did. This year, God told me that we are receiving a harvest of answers to prayers, petitions that have been pending, that have been long standing for years. And as we engage in this fast, I'm telling you, all those your age-long prayer points that it look as if no answers over years, over months, I decree and declare that the power of the Holy Ghost and by the ministry of angels, those barriers are broken. Those satanic hindrances are destroyed. Those satanic interferences, those forces are crushed to pieces. I prophesy speedy release to answers. Speedy answers to your prayer. You are taking speedy delivery of your answers and petitions. Your results are entering your hands speedily. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 8, Pastor Nenku Mafeng read it earlier. He said, for as soon as Zion, have you heard such a thing? Have you seen such things? For, he said, shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travails, Zion is prophetic of the church. He's talking about the church. Okay, he said, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. This is the cure for barrenness. Barrenness means lack of result. If you don't want to suffer lack of result and barrenness, that's the, when we say barrenness, that means the word of God, including the prophetic word, not producing result in your life. If you don't want to be a victim of that, then you must engage in what? Traveling prayer to bet prophecies to manifestation. Am I communicating? Traveling prayer, betting prayers. This is a kind of prayer that turn prophecies into reality in your life. Life is very spiritual, oh. I'm telling you, me and my wife, I was watching Dunamis TV this morning, healing and deliverance service. A woman was giving testimony of her deliverance from a man. I heard this story. I just called my wife. I said, listen to this testimony. If you see this lady, very fine lady, but her marital destiny was being hijacked, was being mortgaged. How did it happen? Let me see what she said. That you know, all these fine girl, now men will always approach you, ask you out. One of those are suitors. The guy gave her envelope, a money gift and all of that. She just thought that is normal now. You know the way many ladies like free gift. As a lady, don't like free gift. Refuse to like free gift. If you don't like a man, don't collect his money. Don't collect his gift. If you don't like him, don't collect. Some of you Oju Kokoro. You land yourself in trouble. You are even asking him urgent 2K. And you know that this is not the kind of man I can ever dream of marrying. Why are you collecting these things? Huh? I hear the even urgent 2K, they have increased it. It's now urgent 5K. Yes. She collected free money, free gift, plenty money from this man. You understand? She said that same night, in a dream, she started seeing the man. That same night, the man came to her in a dream and told her that, hope you know we are now married. And then he now advised her that any other man that comes to you, hope you know that you cannot say yes to them. Reject them. From that day, he said, the following day again, she slept and dreamt and saw herself pregnant. Another day, she saw herself breastfeeding baby, taking care of the man's baby. She said every single day in her dream, she must dream about the man. Either she is pregnant, or she is giving birth to children, or breastfeeding a baby. I'm telling you, that in other words, they have entered a covenant. How? Through that money, that gift. And she said, since that time, nobody, she couldn't date any other person. The relationship will spoil. In fact, the worst one is that in the physical, her stomach became big. That's the spiritual pregnancy showed up in the physical. People were asking, are you pregnant? She said, I'm not pregnant. Until she started bleeding. That was when she ran for help. She went to Dunamis. I'm telling you, thank God God delivered her. I'm just sharing that story with you. All this lady, you like free money, free things. Some people, you don't know what they do. Some of them are cultists. Some of them is just money that they are giving you. Just gift. Eh? Shine your eyes. Life is spiritual. Very spiritual. I was listening to Archbishop Duncan Williams. He said something very interesting, man of prayer. He was trying to explain the kind of demonic forces that follow people. If you know, some of you, if you know the kind of warfare on your life, this is not to scare you. If you know the kind of warfare, you will be praying and fasting more. Eh? This one you are doing, you are just joking. They say fast and you are saying, don't want to fast. say one of his pastors that have been serving him for years. They've never flown abroad before. So he wanted them to go to Israel for an assignment and then come back, but they refused to give them visa. They did everything for where? He said he had to intervene because they know him. He had to tell them that these are his pastors, they've served him for 30 years, they've served with him, that they are just going to Tel Aviv, Israel, to do one or two things, that they will come back. He had to call a commissioner, call this one, call foreign minister, call their embassy before they allowed them. Now watch this. When they got to Tel Aviv, I think is it three or two of them? When they got there, they cleared everybody, but they grounded them again. The authorities there. You see how village people, they follow some people. They grounded them. Just for no reason. Life is spiritual. He said he had to call again and intervene, and then they now release them. And then, they go to Israel, this wailing wall. People go and pray, the wailing wall. And usually, people don't kneel down to pray, you stand. So when they went to the wailing wall, because that was where they were going, one of them knelt down, and the soldier there quickly with gun came and arrested him again, because they thought that maybe he's a terrorist or something. Archbishop Duncan Williams says he still needed to intervene. Some people, their life is like that. Hindrances, limitations everywhere, and you cannot pray, you cannot fast to shatter those barriers. Am I communicating? See, you have more authority and power than those demons. If you don't engage it in prayer, if you don't play your part, if you don't do what the Word of God says you should do, you'll be surprised. It will look as if those powers are more powerful, because they will frustrate your life. I've taught you guys before that in spiritual warfare, you must know your weapons and then you must use them. And if you don't know your weapons, you are not acquainted with your weapons, or you don't know how to use them, you will be surprised that your enemy having an inferior weapon will defeat you. And that's why some demons appear to be victorious over Christians. We are not engaging the weapons of our warfare. And one of them is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Kataka barakataya. Prayer and fasting. There are demonic impersonations grounding the marital destinies of some ladies. In the physical, they look young, they look fine. But in the spirit realm, the demons give those that look at them, potential suitors, there is this demonic manipulation and impersonation. When they see them, they see the face of an old woman. So will you date an old woman? So in the realm of the spirit, that's what the demons give those potential suitors, that face. And then the ladies wonder why no man is asking them for marriage. The only one that come, if they come at all, they are just interested in sex, not marriage. You learn to pray to crush those barriers. You learn to pray. You learn to fast to crush those powers. Who is ready to pray? We have just few minutes. Few minutes. On Friday, I'm going to give you, today I'm just laying foundation, the other blessings and benefits. I have so many of them here, of prayer and fasting. And then I'll also show you the purpose of prayer and fasting. Am I communicating? Sorry, or let me rather put it this way. The keys to effective fasting. That is how to fast effectively. The kind of fasting that produces results. That's maximizing the fasting season. What and what you should do. Okay? I'll just mention only one now. But on Friday, I'll go into details. I have like 5 or 6 of them here. Number one key to effective fasting, or number one way to maximizing the fasting season, have a clear and definite purpose for the fast. In other words, why are you fasting? There must be a clear and definite purpose for engaging in the prayer and fasting exercise. Okay? You are not just fasting religiously. It's not an annual religious ritual. Annual religious ritual or routine or dogma that is okay, it's January, almost every church and ministry normally fast. No, we are not just doing it religious. Have a clear and definite purpose, a clear vision for the fast. Set goals. What are the things you seek to accomplish through this fasting? Write them down. Why are you fasting? Write them down. To what end? What do you seek to achieve through this fasting? Write them down. Am I communicating? Write them down. What are your goals, your aims and objectives for fasting? Write them down. Write them down. I perceive many of you have not written down why you are fasting. This 21 days fast, you've not written your own. Go home and write them today. Write your goals. Write your purpose for fasting. Write your objective. What you seek to accomplish. Write them down. Am I communicating? I'm fasting in order to accomplish this, in order to put a permanent end to this problem, in order to... Are you getting me? What do you want God to do for you through this fast? Listen, faith requires a focus for you to work. And even Jesus said, when you pray, be specific. One of the rules of the prayer of petition is specificity. Specificity. Am I communicating? And of course, seriousness. You have to be specific and you must be serious. You can't be casual. What do you want God to do for you? When blind Bartimaeus cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me," Jesus said, "What kind of mercy do you want me?" What this guy, mercy is a general word. In what area do you want the mercy? He said that I may receive my sight. He was specific. So have definite goals. Your own can be more than one. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. I want you to take this season very seriously. Because you know what God told me? That a lot of chains and limitations will be broken tonight. As we engage in this fasting and prayer exercise, age-long limitations, they will be broken as if they never existed. Barriers and opposition, demonic hindrances, satanic barriers, satanic obstacles, they will completely be crushed to powder. Are you listening? Kaligo Bagadia, nothing can stop you this year. This year you are unstoppable as the wind. You will make notable progress. Your progress will be so speedy and supernatural that it will surprise and shock people. Oh yes. Speedy supernatural progress. Because every barrier will be broken. Limitations will be lifted. Resistance and restrictions will be totally removed by the power of the Holy Ghost. No more satanic hindering forces holding you back. No. Holding your family back. No.
limiting you. No. Limitations, ceilings, all of that, they are completely broken. And no more delays, no more demonic delays, no more satanic stagnation. As we engage in this prayer and fasting, demonic delays are destroyed. Satanic stagnation, they are completely shattered. Malagoba Rakata, as we engage in this prayer and fasting exercise, I'm telling you, God is releasing so many angels, angelic reinforcement. There will be multiplied angelic activities in your life, multiplied angelic activities in your family, multiplied angelic activities in AGMI, in just in Nigeria, in the body of Christ. I'm telling you, God is releasing multitudes of angels, reaper angels. They will be bringing in your harvest. Activation of angelic activities, numerous angels. Kaligo barakataya, elege brekete ge brekete. Daniel's prayer was delayed, and when he fasted, answer was released. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to lift up your voice. Kaligo bagida. I want you to say with me, Father. Kaliga balakataya. I want you to say it with spiritual violence. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, let every demonic delay and satanic stagnation in my life, in my family,
we believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.